Ireland launches police hijab, claims diversity deficit a time bomb making migrants radicalize. By Virginia Hale on April 7, 2019. Gardaí, police, in Ireland have updated uniform rules to allow officers to wear hijabs and turbans, describing the supposed lack of ethnic diversity in the force as a ticking time bomb that could make immigrant communities radicalize. The move to allow religious headwear worn by Muslim women and Sikh men was announced by Garda Commissioner Drew Harris this week, as the force launched a major recruitment drive to hire hundreds of new officers in Ireland. And Garda Síochána, the National Police Service, said in a statement that it had identified current uniform regulations as a major barrier to increasing the number of ethnic minority officers in its ranks. "We know that we need to become a much more diverse organization so that we properly reflect the society we serve," said Harris, adding, "We hope that this will encourage people from minority communities to join in Garda Síochána. We want to demonstrate to them that in Garda Síochána is an inclusive employer that is serious about becoming more diverse." Previously, the Garda Representative Association, GRA, which represents 12,000 rank and file staff, has warned that underrepresentation of ethnic minorities in the service was a ticking time bomb that could lead to an explosion in our communities sooner than we might have ever imagined. "If ethnic minorities are marginalized or disenfranchised, history shows us they will retreat and extremists will take over, leading to the type of social chaos we have seen in many cities across Europe in recent times," claimed GRA spokesman John O'Keefe. It is not the first time police in Ireland have implied that the problems faced by Western nations of crime, terror attacks, and social problems associated with migrant communities could be averted if only the host countries adopted more minority-pleasing policies. At a 2017 public meeting in Longford, where police informed residents that half of the county's population would be of a mixed race by 2050, Sergeant David McInerney alleged that policing troubles with certain immigrant populations in Britain and France were brought about by ill-advised segregation policies, according to local media. "People came in from countries that were colonized, but nobody asked them what sort of police service they wanted," stated the Gardaí Racial, Intercultural and Diversity Office Chief, adding that lessons had been learned by officers on how to avoid the problems experienced by other forces in Europe. What supposed segregation policies he was referring to remained unclear, however. "Criminal youths were accused of wreaking havoc throughout the capital," according to Gardaí, who explained that the offenses ranged from shouting and intimidating old people in large groups to assaulting and robbing people of all ages, often with deadly weapons such as large knives. "It's not just vulnerable OAPs suffering here. Innocent kids are afraid to go out and play." Gardaí had to respond to one incident in Swords where a 14-year-old boy was stripped down to his pants at knife point on the street just so they could rob him and ridicule him at the same time. "That's what you're dealing with here," a source told the Irish Sun. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.